An oasis is often thought to be a lush, fertile spot in the middle of a desert. The oasis I'll take you to today isn't in a desert, but it does have a lot to offer, especially when it opened in a sparsely populated part of the country in the early 1900s. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. You don't have to drive through a desert to find this oasis.
Al's Oasis is right in the center of the state, right on the Missouri River, about halfway, right in between Rapid City and Sioux Falls.
R.F. Bowie today owns Al's Oasis, and true to name, there was a guy named Al involved.
A guy by the name of Al Muller started Al's Oasis, I believe, in 1919.
The town of Ocoma, on the west bank of the Missouri River, saw a railroad bridge traverse that span in 1906. Al opened his store there 13 years after that vital link was established.
I know they started in grocery and back in those days, just because, my family's been in that business as well. There were more variety stores, so they sold everything.
And the name Oasis was probably because this was a prime spot amidst an otherwise sparsely settled area to get everything you needed. But how did Al's Oasis become a place that has not only been around for over a century, but also a prime place for locals and tourists alike to stop?
Well, it appears to me that they're advertising a lot like Wild Drug. They had provided a good service to people. So they were in the restaurant business and that really known for their homemade pies. And so if you ask anybody in South Dakota to stop through there, it's for their homemade pies.
There's a lot to experience at this oasis.
So today we've got a grocery store. When you walk into the grocery store, you're going to see a buffalo mount around our beer cave and coolers and freezers. You're going to see a taxidermy scene of all South Dakota animals. So a pretty unique grocery store, so to speak.
And that's just part of the complex. More next time as we travel the countryside in Ocoma, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.